flooding is going to be a concern in, as Chief mentioned, parts of Southeast Georgia and near Lake City, as well as Northeast Florida as well in Clay County. Tim Devin and the rest of the team in emergency management working 24/7, 365 and monitoring water levels along the north and south fork of the Black Creek. What's the update overall on how the creek is doing and what's the projection over the next day ahead?
Awesome. Thank you for the question. No, so starting at about 6:30 this morning, we started to see some of the weather damage coming in as far as power lines down and trees down. We've actually had a tree on a car out in Keystone, and we've actually had a tree on a mobile home more in the Doctor's Inlet area. So we're monitoring that. Going into tomorrow is where we're going to start seeing the flood water. So historically with the Black Creek, there's two different flood stages. There's the rain that comes through. And then about two or three days later, there is the drainage that comes back through. So that is what we're actually watching. About 2 in the morning tomorrow is where both sides of the creek, the north and the south prongs, will start taking on that additional water. So we have plans in place. We've opened up some shelters for those citizens that want to pre-evacuate before the floodwaters start settling in. We have some host shelters through some community partners with churches that we've reached out to as well. We offered sandbags over the weekend. So we did a lot of prep work beforehand to put these things in place just in case.
Tim, and I appreciate the update as well on some of the initial reports that you have coming in. Any injuries associated with those that you had?
No, we've had no reported injuries at this time.
Good. People like to compare storms, and you've lived in Clay County for a long time. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish was here with Debbie, the original one, in 2012, and the flooding that happened along Black Creek there, as well as we all remember the catastrophic flooding of the Black Creek in Irma as well. It's dangerous to compare, but how are you monitoring the potential of flooding compared to those prior events for folks who have properties along the creek?
So as we all know, every single storm is different. So you're right, it's hard to compare sometimes. If you have a storm that's coming up the St. John's directly from the Palatka or Middle State region, then that's going to create a different type of flooding, and we won't see the quick drain-off that we need. If you have one that's coming, you know, from the coastline or the coastal side that's going to come through the St. John's, that's going to keep it from flowing as well. With this particular storm that came in more north of us, we're envisioning that we're going to see more of the flooding on the north side of the Black Creek compared to the south side. Now, back in 2017, the floodwaters in the creek got up to, I think it was 27.8 off the top of my head. So we saw some significant flooding. We're monitoring for the 10 or 11 foot. I think we're at 3 foot right now on both sides. So our action stage is about 10 to 11 foot. And then from there, between 14 and 17 is really where we start having some moving pieces for evacuations. In fact, our animal shelter is on the south prong of the Black Creek. So we've already prepped and have a coop site where that we need to evacuate them. We're set up and ready. So it is hard to compare. Is it high tide? Is it low tide? All of those are factors when it comes to this. Our key thing is, what is it going to look like Tuesday morning when we start seeing all the runoff?
In terms of preparing for a flood and then activating for a flood, you certainly need to take that immediate action. What sort of notification are you putting out to anyone who has stakes along any body of water in Clay County on the potential of needing to take immediate action? What's the best way to stay connected for that sort of information?
Well, going to our alert.claycountygov.com and ensuring that you're registered through the county to receive our emergency notifications. But we have a lot of redundant systems. We have where we can, you know, draw a polygon over the affected area, and we can send it to all the cell phone providers in that area. We have IPAWS, you know, that we can push out emergency notifications as well. So for this particular storm, it was different. If this was a Category 3 and we had 7 days to plan, we could send out the different zones A, B, or C that we're going to evacuate. This one was not high winds. It was more rain and more flooding. So we targeted our messaging to those isolated areas that typically flood along the Black Creek, the vulnerable populations that lose power. So that's how we drafted our messaging. In addition to that, though, through our Everbridge software, we sent out a pre-notification to all of those areas along the Black Creek to let them know ahead of time to go ahead and start preparing. In fact, right before the storm, we sent out a secondary message to the special needs clients within Clay County that might lose power. So we have a lot of redundancies and a lot of messages. And then you've seen on our social media and our Facebook, we've done a lot of posting for 5 interviews.
How do you think those messages have been received from the greater community? Just out in the community where I live in North St. Johns County, ran into a couple of people just as I was shopping, and they said, hey, Publix was busy, but the clerk at Walgreens said, it's just going to be some rain. So it was kind of a contrast of people reacting in the right way and maybe preparing, maybe over-preparing sometimes, and then almost under-reacting, like, oh, it's just going to be some rain. What did you see and experience in Clay?
So there's two sides to this one as well.
Yeah.
I have been a part of some Cat 2 or Cat 3 hurricanes that are coming where some people did not take it as seriously. In this particular storm, I would say I saw some people taking it more seriously. I like the ones that are the middle of the road, the ones that are prepared for anything that can come. And when they do, they can react to what that situation is. Like I said, this one was more flooding, so you need to watch for that. If this was a high wind event, do you live in a mobile home? Do you live in an RV? You know, do you need to evacuate because the winds are not going to be safe for the structure that you're in? So I got a good feel. We've got a lot of good feedback online for social media. I saw we were into the thousands of what was being shared from our messaging. A lot of the surrounding counties, because we actually meet with the surrounding counties as well to make sure that we're trying to send one message to the citizens in this area.
Indeed. We have seen over the last 24 hours portions of Clay County picking up anywhere between 1.8 inches of rain just south of Middleburg to about 1.5 inches of rain just to the north of Keystone Heights. But just to your west, for example, in Stark, picking up over 5 inches. So water is still coming in on top of the flooding concerns that may come at periods of high tide. Closing message from you, Tim, and I know you got to get to other briefings. Tim Devin, the Emergency Management Director in Clay County, and we'll give you the last word on this. Closing message to your community.
Is always staying prepared. We're not done with this particular storm yet. Today is just the response phase of the initial winds as they passed. We still have tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, yes, that we may still see some additional flooding and some additional effects from this.
Yeah, during a tropical storm, we like to just refer to the days as Blur's Day because it's all a big blur, isn't it, Tim?
That's why I had to go back and think for a minute.
Indeed. All right. Well, we appreciate the update and appreciate the service to the community. Keep this number handy anytime you need anything to pass along to your friends in Clay County. We're here for you, Tim. Thanks.